Speaking now with the head coach for the Kansas Shrine Bowl, the West Squad, for the 2012 Shrine Bowl, of course, coming up Saturday, July 28th at Welsh Stadium, Emporia, Brian Hill. Brian, thanks for joining me here. You're getting ready to go to Salina to prepare for all your coaches and all the kids that are going to be coming in and playing for the West Squad. Your first coach since Dave Meadows back 91 and 92 as a Garden City Buffalo coach, whether it be assistant or head for the Shrine Bowl coaching staff, to be on that staff back-to-back years. So quite a lead company there. Talk about what it's like when you found out that you're going to be the head coach way back last fall in the winter.
Well, it was pretty humbling being, it was voted on by the assistant coaches from last year. So everybody got a vote. And, to find out that, I gathered the most votes was humbling, but also exciting in the fact that being able to lead such a wonderful organization and a great group of kids, it was awful exciting for me.
Well, of course, last year it was a great year for the West Squad, really a dominating performance, and you get to take the role over as the head coach of the West Side. What did you learn from last year's Shrine Bowl, being in the preparations the week before up to the Shrine Bowl game, that you're going to take with you this year?
I think just learn how to deal with the kids. I mean, understanding that they are best of the best, and that they're there with great purpose as well, and just trying to let them understand what the game is really about, because I think most of the kids think they're going to some all-star game just to hang out and understand, meet new friends, and that those are definitely things they'll do, but at the same time realize what the game stands for and how much money that they raise for the Shriners Hospital, and the impact, not just what the money does and how it impacts, little boys and girls, all over the country. And, it's great to see their reaction once they've visited with those families, and they're as excited to see them as the kids are to see the football players.
Once again, it is Garden City High School head football coach and West Squad Shrine Bowl head coach Brian Hill joining us here. And you mentioned about that, seeing the kids, the Shriners. How humbling of an event is that when those kids, the football athletes, see those kids that are in the Shrine Hospital?
Well, it's, at first they're a little taken back. They're awful shy, to see big football players. Speechless is kind of, funny at first, but they really warm up and they realize they see the smiling faces on those kids and how those kids light up when they get to visit with them. And, really they've made this where it's interacting with the children. It's not just a conversation. They get to interact and, see what it's like to put on a prosthetic, and how it is try to live their everyday life with that. And I think what it does, it allows, these student athlete, kids to get an opportunity to say, I am a very fortunate young man, and they realize what the game is all about and what, how fortunate they are, and, they have a great time. I know that last year, Keith Kern and I, when we visited with them, that, they had a great time. I mean, you think that 3 or 4 hours is going to last forever, but it really disappears when you start having a good time with those people.
And, of course, you're going to be heading there ahead of the day ahead of the kids to you're going to be coaching and the coaching staff. Talk about what do you do during the practices leading up to the Shrine Bowl game?
Well, really, it's, getting the kids to understand different schemes. They're all coming from someplace, and, there's only one of mine. So, trying to get them to understand the different kind of language and things that we will use. And really, it's just kind of that camaraderie, getting them back out there in a pair of shoulder pads and a helmet, banging around a little bit. And, it's physical and intense, but it's not, long and grueling. So, we try to get that accomplished and put all the special teams, in. And, I know last year it was entertaining trying to find a kicker. We didn't really have a natural one last year, so we may have to have, punter and kicker tryouts again. But, it's a great time, and, my coaching staff that I'm going to have is going to be top-notch, and I'm excited to be able to spend some time and pick their brain a little bit while we're there too.
Well, of course, you do have quite a few athletes from Southwest Kansas that you're familiar with. Of course, Gabe Luna, who's going to be representing Garden City High School as well. Colburn Catchman, Scott City, Huguenton kid, excuse me, Colton Lislow, and Dodge City kid, Kemp. You've played against some of these kids as well, not only from this region, but also from the Wichita area. Talk about what that's like. You're going to be not only are you coached against them, but now you're going to be on the same team with them.
You know, it'll be nice to be able to join up with those kids. You know, you get to meet them and in a short 10 days, really kind of get to understand who they are. And, you know, I think it's great, you know, that, you know, we can all get together and, you know, kind of come, you know, together as one. And there's some other WAC kids that'll be there. There'll be a kid from Hayes and a kid from Great Bend. So it's nice to be able to share some, you know, some war stories and things like that. But, you know, it's a great time. I mean, Western Kansas, I think, is very well represented, as it should be, because I think, you know, last year was a very deep senior class. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting the opportunity to coach them for a little while.
Well, I've noticed on the west side, a lot of these kids are going to be either walking on or going to be participating with a Division I program, whether it be K-State or even Oklahoma State with Trace Clark, kid from Wichita Collegiate. What a phenomenal experience that is. But talk about, of course, the summer here. You transitioned to the new high school. How's things been with that?
It has been challenging at times, but, you know, getting the kids and understand the facilities here are just fantastic, and they're excited to be, you know, up here in the weight room and, you know, getting to be able to see where they're going to go to school. So there's been some hurdles and challenges. It kind of feels like a couple years ago when I first got the job, is that, you know, you're still trying to find your way around the building and, you know, get keys and all those kind of where can we park, and everything was construction still in the stadium. But it's been great. I mean, the kids have been great about it. The administration has been very kind to, you know, be able to let us in here and still get done what we need to get done. But, you know, we're really excited about it. And, you know, hopefully that excitement will help lead over to the first game.
Of course, first game, August 31st. You play Bixby out of the Tulsa area, Oklahoma. First two games are out of state. It's going to be pretty a challenging schedule for your team. And even when you put a team like Hutchinson on that, it already emphasizes how brutal the schedule can be.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you had a 6A school out of Tulsa, you know, Oklahoma, that is rich in tradition. And then, you know, we eliminate Goddard and pick up Hutchinson. And, you know, the schedule has definitely gotten tougher. But I think it's going to be a great challenge. Our kids, we've this summer gone to numerous things. We've gone to 2 7-on-7s and to a team camp in Fort Hays. And, you know, we really wanted to challenge these kids with a different kind of talent that we're going to see at those places, because with our schedule getting tougher, we need to be able to compare ourselves and know a little bit more about it. So it's going to be an exciting time, and you know, time is ticking away real quickly towards August 31st.
Yeah, it is coming up real fast. Well, Brian, I know you're pretty excited about the opportunity to be a head coach of the West Shrine team this year. And, of course, with all the festivities during that week in Emporia, in Salina with the practices, and Emporia with the game on the 28th of July. Brian, appreciate the time, and best luck to you. Have fun at Salina and Emporia next week.
All right. Thank you very much.